This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream is your home for baseball. With the most regional sports networks of any streaming TV provider, DirecTV Stream gives you the most local baseball games. And that means more doubleheaders, triple plays, and no-hitters from your local team. Watch this season's action on DirecTV Stream. Get the best of live TV and on-demand at DirecTV.com/baseball. Regional sports networks are available with choice package or higher may vary by zip code and package. Not available in all areas. Compatible device required.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
I have been looking forward to this ever since the second it was announced that Elon Musk had indeed purchased Twitter. And before we get to Twitter, though, I have to ask Mark something else, because it's a subject that I don't understand, and he, being a subject of the Queen and all that, Mark, have a particular insight on. Mark, I can't wait. Mark, I read that President Trump said that Harry looks amazingly like you, by the way. We've talked about that before, Mark.
Yeah, that's a big conspiracy theory. Actually, I did, around about the time he was born, I did actually sit next to the Princess of Wales at, I think it was the London Theatre Awards that year, something like that. It was some kind of thing like that.
Uh-huh. You were sitting next to her in the dark.
I don't move that fast.
And we have Harry that comes out looking like Mark Stein. He could be his mini-me. But anyway, President Trump says, that's very curious that. I've always been amazed at how the resemblance is. But he...
Look, I just want to say,
yes.
Look, for a start, even if this were true, after the last couple of years, I would have disinherited him anyway. And I can assure you that... I would have been, Idi Amin, among the many useful bits of advice from Idi Amin, the late Ugandan dictator, when he heard that the Prince of Wales was going to marry Lady Diana Spencer, he said, "Your Highness, don't do this, no good will come of it." And I am with Idi Amin on that, and I would have disinherited Harry by now if he'd done that, what he's done to his official family, if he'd done that to me.
Well, President Trump weighed in and said that Harry was whipped, and I didn't quite understand the remark. I don't ever recall hearing that the royals beat their children. Why, whatever could he have meant?
I think he actually only said half a word there. And I don't know whether you could use the front half of the word on the radio. But if you put the front half on the word, on that word, he is the most whipped guy on the planet. And it's not because he was being disciplined while in the army in Afghanistan. But since leaving the army and leaving Afghanistan, he took up with this purported actress and, as the president said, has become the most whipped man on the planet. It's almost as if he's on the Rio Grande and he's got the Border Patrol just riding around him in circles all day long.
All right, Mark, let's go back up to home country, shall we? Canadian University's tenure track, only available for women and transgender and non-binary people. According to a listing posted in March, the position is only available to qualified individuals who self-identify as women, transgender, non-binary, or two-spirit. I never knew that there was a two-spirit thing. Can you, what's that and why? And Waterloo, did you apply for this job, by the way, tenure up there?
No, because the longer this stuff gets, it's like I referred once to the gay parade in Toronto, the pride parade, and I got these indignant letters saying, it's not the pride parade, it's the LGBTQ, blah, you know, blah, 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 2S parade. And the 2S, it's like, but that's the official name of the Pride Parade, LGBTQ, blah, 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 blah. It's like when you apply to the DMV for a vanity license plate and they send you the one they were going to issue anyway. And, that's what the Pride Parade is these days. Anyway, Two-Spirited is a Native American thing for people who are have a certain gender. I thought it was like Anne of Green Gables. She's too. If you read that story to a little girl, she's far too spirited. And and in fact, it's not. It's some North American category because, you know, they have their own sexual ambiguities. But, you know, they puff the peace pipe and they have the wigwam and the totem pole. So it's all much more exciting than just being a plain old non-Native American person who is two-spirited. So that means Native American non-binary and gender ambiguous. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
You laugh at that, but I don't see. It's not funny, James. I do not understand why the Democrats do not have a two-spirited senator yet. And I do not understand why Joe Biden has not nominated the first two-spirited judge to sit on the Supreme Court.
Well, I thought he did that. Well, because, no, hold on. I thought he did that because Ketanji speak with forked tongue anyway. So she got two little, you know, I don't know what a woman is. What's that? That's forked tongue language.
No, that's the side that only the white man speak with forked tongue. Told me that. Yeah. So I think she's a white man. I mean, we may have a touch of the old Virginia governors going on there. I don't know. So when she said that, she doesn't know what a woman is, I find that. I mean, this is how literally insane it is. Joe Biden has just gone around everywhere. So I've appointed her because she's a woman. So she looks like America, and so we have to have a woman. She's a woman. I said, find me a judge who's a woman. They said, this judge is a woman. That'll do. We'll put her. She's been, for weeks beforehand, we've been told this judge is being appointed to the court because she's a woman. She doesn't know what a woman is. I don't get that. This is identity politics. We're appointing you to the court because you're a woman. Well, okay, but let me give you a heads up. I don't know what a woman is. I've had enough of all this stuff.
Okay, Twitter. Now, Mark, this is to me delicious. Sean King. This is, I don't know, I forget. I thought he was one of the original BLM guys. I don't remember what brought him into the mix. But anyway, he says that he's logged off of Twitter for good. He's done. Because Elon Musk, but he says at its root, Elon Musk wanting to purchase Twitter is not about left versus right. It's about white power. White power. The man was raised in apartheid by a white nationalist. He's upset that Twitter won't allow white nationalists to target and harass people. That's his definition of free speech. So for me, it's not about left and right. It's about how the richest man in the world, a son of apartheid, raised by a white nationalist, wants to be sure his speech and that of other white men isn't censored. So Sean King's had it. He's done with Twitter.
Yeah, I'm interested to see whether this works. All these guys, I'm disgusted by this. I'm out of everybody. Caitlyn Jenner got shadow banned by Twitter the moment she became a Fox News contributor.
Right.
It's nothing even to do with anything you say. I'm shadow banned on Twitter. I don't care. I don't care about it because I hate all these one size fits all formats. But the idea that somehow he's disqualified from owning Twitter, because he's a white guy, whereas, you know, Jeff Bezos is a white guy who's attacking Elon Musk for owning Twitter. I mean, in the end, I don't care about these things. I think, what is it up, 140 characters or whatever it is?
Yeah.
I think the idea of having a war about who owns a medium in which you can only talk in 140 characters. I think this is a fantastic thing, and I would love it. I just got a video I happen to be in was taken down from YouTube.
Really?
I would love it. Yeah, and it's actually a very civilized debate between me and another fellow about vaccine booster shots.
Oh.
And so it was taken down. Mm. This idea, I would love for Elon Musk to... Here's what that guy, Sean King, is... I know he is. I was getting confused with Sean... Is it Sean Cassidy, who's one of David Cassidy's brother? I can't remember. Anyway. But the whole point of it is this. The last 2 years, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube have enforced this distinction between the official version, which you're allowed to repeat, like you're a well-trained parrot in a pet store window, and everything else is disinformation. And all Elon Musk has to do to be on the right side is to say, we're not going to do that. If you've got an odd view on climate change or COVID vaccines or the Ukraine war, so what? Go for it. All he has to do, and it doesn't matter. He can be the son of an apartheid. He isn't a strange guy. He doesn't own a house. He basically goes around sleeping in friends' houses all the time. So he lives unusually. Well, you say wow, but if you look at all these people, the average rich guy says, "Oh, we need to do something about climate change because the rise in sea levels is going to wash away most of the world by the year 2040." By the way, I've just bought this $30 million piece of waterfront property in Martha's Vineyard.
Wait.
So at least Elon Musk isn't that big an idiot. And I think all he has to do is just say, no, it's not the government version and disinformation. You can have anything in between is all good to go and let the people judge.
Well, another actress and activist, Jamila Jamil, or something like that, Jamila Jamil, says she's leaving Twitter. I don't know who she is. I don't know who half the actresses are, what they've done. Who are they? They're just names that pop up in the news out of nowhere. And she says she's leaving Twitter. Well, okay, thanks. Didn't know you were there, honey.
Well, I think that's like most Twitter celebrities. You know, she's this leading actress is quitting Twitter. Really? I think people should just create celebrities for Twitter. Because Twitter exists. So Twitter exists basically so people can just get into an argument with celebrities. Now, obviously, if you are at a super high level of celebrity, you don't want to be arguing. Barbara Streisand doesn't want to be arguing with Gladys Scroggins of 27B Elm Street all day long. So it'd be much better if people... they've already invented that. Have you heard about these people called influencers?
Yes.
They're people who are on whatever it's called,
TikTok.
Tickergram or Instatalk or whatever it is, And they're influencers. Oh, that's great. What a glamorous life you must lead, jetting around, meeting other influencers. Oh, no, actually, I just sit in the basement all day long and Instatalk all day long. I mean, this is... We're now... Once they create their own levels of celebrity... then it basically absolves us of the need to pay any attention to actresses can then get back to acting and leave all the politics to influencers on Twitter.
Brilliant. As always, Mark Stein. Mark, by the way, I saw that one of these agencies says now 60% of all Americans have experienced COVID. Everything's going back to normal. You know what this means. It means we can start planning the Mark Stein cruise that I want to be a part of. To take people to distant quarters of the world.
Yeah, and give them the Omicron.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
No, you're right. We should. I just like to get back to. I'm like Judy Garland in The Wiz. I'd like to click my red shoes and be back in January 2020 as if none of the last 2 years had ever happened.
I'd like for you to click your red shoes and be back there with Princess Diana in the dark again. See whether we can get one more. James Golden.
Wash your mouth out. I'll never be Governor General of Canada now. You've completely ruined it for me.
Mark Stein, thank you so much. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Coming right back.
Rush.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Bo Snerdly.
On 77 WABC.